Hi, and thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And today in our show, this is going to be the last installment of our Happiness Habits series, where I've shared with you different tips that you can do to increase your overall satisfaction with life based on an article written by LDS author Benjamin Hardy. So far, we've discussed different ways to improve mental stimulation and emotional well-being. And today, we're talking about relational happiness, relationship happiness with others around you. And it's often been said that the way you treat others is a reflection of the way that you feel about yourself. So here are a few tips to help you improve your interactions with those around you and in turn, bringing more peace to your own life as well. So tip number one that Hardy suggests is to do a kind gesture daily. And if you don't feel like you have enough time to help others, then Hardy says you're really missing the point of life. You know, we're all here to help lighten each other's load and comfort each other on our way back home to our Heavenly Father. And these acts of service can really be very simple. They can be as simple as holding a door open for someone, smiling to a stranger, letting someone into your lane on the freeway, or even visiting a lonely neighbor or friend. So it doesn't have to be this huge, grand gesture, but whatever you do will inevitably deepen your bond with the other person and will also help you to clarify what really matters in life. Tip number two is similar, and Hardy suggests to be spontaneously generous. So you can actually do this with strangers or with family members, but just doing something thoughtful out of the blue that will kind of surprise someone and help them feel better is a great way to live. And so it's not really an act of service per se, but more of an affirmation. So, for example, maybe telling someone you love them, or giving a compliment, or just reaching out to an old friend, texting or calling an old friend that you've lost touch with. And in order to achieve this, Hardy suggests that just acting immediately when a thought like this comes to your mind, you'll end up being a lot more successful that way, because if you overanalyze how to approach someone or how to do this, you're a lot less likely to actually end up doing it at all. So he says, just do it. Just act. Don't really think about it too much. And then tip number three is to genuinely apologize to someone that you may have wronged. I mean, we've all made mistakes at one point or another or at several points in our lives, and holding onto that guilt or making excuses for ourselves, putting the blame on someone else, will only really contribute to higher levels of stress and anxiety that you can feel, and it can just keep souring that relationship. So think of apologizing as a benefit for you rather than the other person. It will instantly make you feel more peaceful and make you feel better. And then at that point, it's in the other person's hands. It's up to them whether or not they're going to choose to forgive you or not. But you can feel peaceful because you know that you've done all that you can do. And then finally, tip number four, I thought this was really interesting. Hardy suggests to become good friends with your parents. And this is interesting for me because I'm sort of in this limbo stage right now with my parents. I mean, in high school and college, I looked to them for advice or help or a shoulder to cry on when things weren't going well. And now as a newlywed, I have someone else to turn to for all of that. So I'm trying to figure out how to sort of redefine my relationship with my parents and figure out how that relationship needs to evolve in the future. So have any of you ever felt that way before? I feel like that's a situation that a lot of people face. And Hardy suggests that you can still turn to your parents for wisdom and advice, maybe not in every way that you used to when you were single, but try and keep your parents in the loop with, you know, what's going on in your life, and make time just to specifically call each of them to catch up and spend quality time. And that's something that I'm definitely going to try and work on. My parents live out of state, and my husband and I are in Utah now, and we're forging life on our own. But it is important to remember those people that support you and love you, and to just check in with them once in a while and let them know that they're still important and that you care about their opinion. So I really hope that you've enjoyed this Happiness Habits series on our show. And for more parenting or relationship tips, you can visit mormonchannel.org. And if you'd like service ideas, you can visit the site iwasastranger.lds.org. They've got some really great resources and advice there. And we're going to end our show today with a quote from LDS President Thomas S. Monson, who famously said, "Never let a problem to be solved become more important than a person to be loved." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.